But
high discussion, do rags discussion.
Holy shit.
Bro, are you okay?
Whoa.
I'm saying hi because I'm just talking, nigga, so they need to know who it is.
Are you delirious?
It's do-rag discussions.
Is you drunk, nigga? You came in here drunk?
Drunky?
Nah, I was driving.
Why no?
What that mean for a drunk?
This is do-rag discussion.
Leah, I got it today, huh?
Yeah, yo ass, nigga.
What's good, everybody? This is Durag Discussions. Here again, this is season 3. This is episode 10 of season 3.
This is the third jump.
This is the third one.
Oh, yeah, we back. What's good, y'all? Tev here.
Again. Yeah, Tev's here.
It's over here.
Real quick, before we jump into anything else, what's your mental state? 1 to 10.
For today?
For the day. Let's just go for the day today.
Like a 6.2, 6.3.
6.2, okay.
I just got a lot on my brain. A lot to do.
The funny thing is, I was over here thinking like, I'm probably like 6.5 today. You love a 0.2, huh?
Well,
you said 7.2 last week.
It's better than a half. A half is a lot. That's a big step.
I feel that.
I'm not to the half.
It's like a quarter.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. Y'all say that. You 6.5?
I would say 6.5, maybe a 7. Just off the pure strength of, like, my birthday's come in.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. This nigga's birthday is
in days.
2 days.
Yeah. So I would say 6.5, 7. 7? I'll go 7. I'll call it a 7.
Hell yeah.
but along with it being my birthday, we just found out this is basically the year anniversary.
1 year.
1 year.
Started the shit a year ago.
On the 19th of March last year, 2020. We here March 25th, 2021. A year and a week.
And
almost, you know, tomorrow.
You
know. By the time y'all get in, it'll probably be a year and a week. A little more, maybe.
We'll find out.
It's all in a do-rag discussions
timeline.
Yeah. Could be 4, could be 5, you could know. Be a week, could Shit. Be 2 weeks.
Y'all find out.
But first thing we wanted to talk about was, you know, the growth and change over this year, or I wanted to talk about.
We.
It's just, let's start with you. From March, let's say March 20th last year, we're in full swing of really the beginning of
COVID.
Yeah. The beginning of COVID, beginning of stay at home order.
Yeah.
This was all new to us. So where were you in your state of mind?
This time?
At this time last year.
I was, still working up at Learns. The kids are about to go on spring break.
Mm.
So they're like, we're going to do 2 weeks. At the time, we weren't wearing masks on campus. No mask. Like, it was before any of that stuff came out.
Nah, that's crazy.
Right?
A year ago.
No mask, bro. So they tell us we're going to go on a 2 week, spring break. We're going to get extra weeks so they can clean everything.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Never 2 weeks. Back.
Turned into 3.
Bro, turned into 4. They're like, yeah, we're going to do 6 more. Remember they said August? We were like, August is so far away.
Right.
Now we're in March of the next year, bro. August wasn't shit.
I looked up even today just like, damn, it's been a year?
Yeah.
What?
But me, mentally, bro, shit. Everything.
In March. feel like wrapping up like March in 2020.
Like, almost like still have like a kiddish mindset, bro.
I feel that. I feel that.
Growing away from being like a kid, it should woke a lot of people up. Woke me up.
It woke me up for sure.
Dang, like, there's so much more that needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
If you put time to it.
Yeah, I feel the same way, honestly. It was kind of a moment where it was like you realize everything that you do have going for yourself because you're sitting in it.
Yeah.
You're sitting in everything you got.
What you see is what you have.
What you got is what you see. So
you just said the same thing.
Yeah, but I mean, shit, like, I remember just being there and just like, fuck. Me, I'm already a homebody naturally. Yeah. Yeah. So I was enjoying it at first, and then it was like, damn, I want to do shit. Like, I want to be here. I want to be there. And it's just like, fuck.
Shit, bro. I wasn't a homebody. Never was, bro. Because I was always out doing something. Maybe since I'm early, it was working.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the gym. Hooping. Yeah, literally anything, bro. Niggas find a way just to be out.
And that shit kind of forced me to, you know, or not force me, but kind of help me to not take for granted outside. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, being out with people, communicating face-to-face, like, going and sitting down and eating at your favorite restaurant. Exactly. Like, just even little shit like that, right?
Also made me not take for granted being inside, too, because it's
true.
A whole bunch of people that is, like, fucked.
Yeah.
Some people are asked out.
People have no place to stay.
Nowhere to go.
Had to relocate, like,
there's... Had to go back to where the worst of the worst was for them, you know, just to survive.
Yeah. But I think even in that sense, it helped a lot of people realize, like, okay, I gotta do more.
Yep.
I gotta get on my shit. I gotta...
Just in case something does fall.
Right.
Because I need to have my shit together.
It helped us realize that anything could happen.
Yep. Literally, anytime.
Anytime. Yep. All this shit could get shut the fuck down.
Stay ready, bro.
So
fucking stay ready.
Always have something shit taught me to just
something
keep,
to back you.
Yeah, try to keep multiple incomes financial in the financial sense, like, because when one goes down, you gotta have something else there on the ready. Because
kick that bitch right back.
In. Right, because don't nobody give a fuck. They still gonna ask for your bills.
Yep.
Straight out. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty good intro for us.
But yeah, it brings us to the place of the next thing, because really a lot does. Of this is...
It really does.
Change.
Today is a relationship-heavy episode.
It is.
Go ahead, take us in. Not that's your question.
Purpose. Not even on purpose. Yeah. A lot of this shit happened due to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the women in the household are out. And then the man got to stay home because they could be remote in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at home with the kids while their wives are out.
Niggas at home watching the kids while mama's doing OnlyFans.
Here we go, bro. Here we go. But
You stay at home OnlyFans, dad. More power to you, dog. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. All right. Anywho, I'm done.
I'm not even gonna get started on that, bro.
Yeah, that's just
they don't want to know what I gotta say. But could you be a stay at home husband, bro?
I really do think I can. Like I said, I'm a homebody, and honestly, if I could do what the fuck I want all day. And have little, you know, princess with me. Shit, so be it. Yeah. I ain't tripping. I ain't gonna be doing nothing crazy anyway. We gonna be watching some TV, eating. We gonna have good ass meals all day.
Hell yeah.
And shit, I'm still, even if I'm staying at home, I'm still gonna have some type of grind. I can't be the type to sit there. It's just not natural for me to sit down and not make any money for the household. Period. Like,
and not even just for the household, for
yeah, me.
The satisfaction of yourself.
Right, like, I want to go, shit, I'm not trying to have wifey drop me off a fucking check at the door, like, hey, here's $100 at the door for lunch and breakfast. Fuck all
stop
that,
it.
Bro. I'm
stop
good.
It.
I'm good. So that's kind of a pride thing that
I agree 100%. Shit.
And that's the pride
that I at home. There's ways to do it. There's ways to make millions of dollars at home or however much you want to make. There's a bunch of virtual jobs that have come to be now, which I think is good.
Bro. People don't need to prefer it.
Yeah, exactly. Some people work better from home, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, for a fact. And for like the performance of a company, I would consider it. Have some motherfuckers that I don't gotta see in person. Mm-hmm. I can talk to you over the phone for an hour and a half a day in the morning, check in, and put you on, let you go about your business, you get your shit done.
Sound like a solid lifestyle to me.
That's an hour and a half done for hours of work that you're gonna have done.
Now, what would be the downfalls to being a stay-at-home dad?
Shit, the motherfucking kids, nigga. Because kids are gonna be kids.
I feel
100% of the time.
Yeah, that's real.
Kids are gonna be kids.
And I feel like when the dynamic of that type of relationship between the husband and wife, or dad and mom, whatever the case is, I feel like the dynamic of that relationship often starts to sway towards like, okay, maybe I'm watching the kids all day, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe we got some, I don't know, agreement as to where when we wake up in the morning, I get to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah.
You get the kids up and moving. I take them to school, do all that, take care of them all day, whatever the fuck, you know. But then when you get home, you so tired from work that you can't be bothered with.
What if she tells you this?
No.
That. I already know. I have to get up and go to work.
I know what you gonna say. I'll give a fuck.
Like, I have to go to work.
I mean, not that I don't give a fuck, but it's just like.
You don't give a
the
fuck.
The shit has to
no,
be.
No, you don't give a fuck.
No, I don't give a fuck. Especially if I'm like. Nigga, on my last leg, tired as fuck with the kid. Like, kids don't have no turn down the battery. None of that.
Nothing.
But.
Look at these fucking goofballs creeping.
Goofballs.
You can just walk
right. The orange team.
Yeah. Tangerine and alligators.
You know, salmon and Black Knight.
Salmon and Black Knight. Oh, I'm glad it ain't on video because y'all can't laugh at that shit.
No,
but
fuck that shit.
What the fuck was I talking about?
Fuck that nigga.
But no, like I feel like that dynamic of does like it is very real because shit, I feel you. When I get home from work, I don't really want to do. I'm not trying to handle whatever business got to be handled at home all the time.
Yeah.
Today was a long day. I just want to sit the fuck down and chill.
Yep.
And then on the other hand, dealing with a child all day, I don't care what the fucking age is.
It's a job. Yeah.
So, I think the perfect real connection or the real, like the communication that has to happen is, we're both doing a job.
Mm-hmm.
We just, like shit, the job just has to be. Each of our jobs are different, but not really. That's just really relationship, bro. When you live with somebody, you might have a job that you think is like, whatever. I had to do a lot today.
Yeah.
And he may have a job that you look over at their job and be like, I don't know if he does as much as I do, but for him, that's a lot for him.
Capacity.
Right. That's matched to his capacity, matched to yours. You can't compare the two.
Now,
a long day is a long day.
So why don't motherfuckers understand this when it comes to women being stay-at-home moms?
That same pride that...
that shit goes the same way.
Yeah. That same pride that men have when we at the house. And it's like... You know, I'm trying to pay for my own shit. I'm not trying to be mooching off her. I don't want her pay. It's the same type of pride, bro. It's like, I pay for all this shit. Yeah. Da, 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 da. And yeah. That is not the right mindset, but shit.
A lot of niggas got it.
A lot of people, yeah, don't even think about how they think.
Yeah.
So it would just come out, and then it's like, then it's right or wrong. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm going to be right every time. Or I'm going to try my best to be right.
Yep.
And then it's just that.
It's okay.
And then you take
that.
Some
people don't know it's okay to be wrong.
With two adults at the end of the day, a long day, you ain't coming to no solution.
Fuck no. You're going to sleep mad.
No choice but to. Or
yeah.
You're not going to sleep.
Yeah,
y'all
you're
just going
to
be mad, screaming at each other, going back and forth.
Yeah.
And even when it hit 5 a.m. and y'all niggas are still awake, there still won't be no solution probably.
Oh.
Damn.
Fuck.
This shit got me stressed.
Hell yeah, and I ain't even living this shit.
How many situations have you been in like that where your, you know, significant other, whoever, y'all end up in an argument, debate, whatever, you know, disagreement, and y'all are up late. Like, can't even go to sleep because you're just so consumed by this shit that it's just like, bro, we're not letting this go.
How many, like?
Let's speak about.
Like, in a number, you want me to give you a number how many times?
What's the most significant one? Let's go there.
Like, you want the details of what the argument was about and everything?
Go ahead. It's
I can remember
you.
That shit. I'll be trying to forget arguments, bro.
I'll get one for you.
Yeah.
I gotta remember what the shit stemmed from also.
Mm.
That's some
shit. I remember how late I was up.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you what
you
I was.
You remember how late you was up?
How mad I was.
Where you had to be that morning?
I was at. Man.
Because that's the only thing you really think about. Even through the argument, you like, bro, I gotta be up at 8 a.m., bro. And you over here, like, nah, fuck that, bro. Like,
tripping.
We here now. We gonna argue then.
Fuck it. Since
I'm
up. I'm
gonna be sleepy tomorrow. Since I'm up, we might
as well.
So, shit. I mean, let me think. If I think of it.
Bro, a lot of it happens over stupid shit that
always
fucking means nothing.
It's almost always stupid.
It means
shit,
nothing.
Bro. It's almost always stupid.
Miscommunication.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
Somebody thought you meant something else.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody thought somebody meant something
and
else.
And the most frustrating part is when y'all both have been arguing so long that y'all know that it's a misunderstanding. But
like,
then y'all just end up arguing about the way y'all said shit.
Exactly.
The way, like, but you ain't have to do this. You didn't have to
you
say
have to
this,
say like this
in that situation. Yeah. Da, 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 you doing this, you doing that. Like,
but I didn't mean that when I said that.
Right.
You
we was both fired up.
We was mad at
about
each other
two
for
different arguments.
Mad at each other for three whole days.
Mm-hmm. Over nothing. Over something small that really you won't even remember
the
next month.
Bro. That shit gets toxic.
Mm-hmm. Then you just going back and forth.
Yep.
So, not to go back in deeper to that, but shit. We talking about relationships? Let's fucking keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling.
You got that video? Can you pull it up? All right, so real quick, I'm going to give y'all a little intro. This segment is, I'm not going to name it. Let's just jump into it. Because I want y'all to really be surprised. We're talking about a certain profession. A certain profession. That holds lives in its hand.
Yeah.
And relationships in its hand.
Yeah.
And it's a big, tall order. And this man, Kevin Samuel, is of that profession. He is a relationship counselor.
Which I'm not. So don't listen to me.
Yeah, hey. Neither one of us have been married, so we're taking the game just as y'all are taking the game. Or, I mean, not really the game, really just
what the fuck it is.
Seeing how not to do shit.
Mm.
But, Kevin Samuel, here you go, everybody.
And how much do you weigh?
220.
I weigh 210, and I'm 6'4". You broke the first rule. See, you ladies don't mind breaking the rules. The men are visual. The men want women that are fit, feminine, friendly, cooperative, submissive. And I don't mind being the size of, I'm sorry, you're 5'8"?
I'm 5'8".
You're about the size of Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders worth. You're a running back size.
Okay.
You can hit the A gap like a motherfucker.
Yeah, all right. I accept
that. Don't come in here and talk about what men should not be able to do when they got to accept somebody who can run out the power high.
Okay.
I mean, I'm being silly.
At the same time, no. A lot of chubby dudes, so.
Okay, how much do you weigh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really trying. Okay, I'm an asshole, okay? I'm going to just say it because I'm laughing.
I'm an asshole, too.
I'm laughing. I was in pure disbelief when Tev sent me this morning. I was like, who is this nigga?
What does he do? Like, who is this nigga?
What did they do to have to sit here on this Zoom call and get abused like this?
And just sit there, okay.
And they just taking it. Yeah, you right. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck, bro? That shit really had me. So, that's a relationship counselor.
Yeah.
There's four women on that call?
Four or five?
Yeah. I don't know if this is... I don't know what the setup for this is. I don't know either.
All I seen is a video.
Supposed to be a show?
He might be.
It looked very private. Like, it was a Zoom call and the video was...
Shit, it might have been a damn
computer. So it might have been
relationship counseling session.
Yeah, group session.
For single women.
For single women, right?
Probably.
Single black women. Every single woman on there was black.
Yeah.
So it seems like it was a group meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And which is even more like disheartening because it's like, bro, you just talking to women like that in private. That's my thing. Like, if you're doing it out in public, at least I know you just being an asshole out in public.
But he's doing this shit. It is public because it's all over social media.
Now.
But he probably had no idea. Nah, he be doing this shit on Instagram Live, too, bro.
Damn.
Going off on women.
Hey, just,
I don't know
just
what's up
savage,
with
savage, Dan.
I don't know what's up with that nigga.
Fuck. I mean, the first question that, you know, I had was, can counseling... relationship counseling in this case be disrespectful but also productive?
Depends on who he's giving the information to.
Yeah.
And how they're how that person is receiving it. You know? That's somebody could really be at a point where like, okay, I really need somebody to talk to me like the way you're talking to me.
That's true.
For somebody to be like, I did not come here for
that
this.
That might scare somebody away.
Yeah, I didn't come here for
and
this.
And you could tell even like there was a woman next to her, like in the next frame next to her.
Pissed off.
And she was overweight, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
She started to grab the pillow, hide herself. Then she just was looking angry.
Yep, she looked pissed off.
Yeah, she looked pissed off. And he wasn't even talking to her, but for her to just be there be like, I'm offended. So, shit. So, can it be disrespectful and productive? Yes? No? Try to give the most cut and dry answer we can. I feel like...
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like it can. I think it just hurts because we don't know what that lady went on to say, what she had said all before that.
Yeah.
Just at the hands of social media.
We've seen 44 seconds.
44 seconds. That's it. I did watch the longer video.
I didn't watch that shit.
And I closed the app after that. I feel like she kind of might have been like talking shit about men, but it's like, I don't know if she was going that hard.
I don't think she was going that bro, though. Like,
right. For him to be like, like, you know her man or like, something? Like, that's your brother?
You seen this shit firsthand, like, bro? What happened?
That shit, bro, that shit was crazy.
Calling her names and shit, bro.
Man, Emmitt Smith. He called her Emmitt Smith.
Barry Sanders told her she could hit the A-gap like a motherfucker.
Wow. That was out of pocket. I couldn't believe it. But the next question I had is... We try to hold it together, bro.
I'm holding it together.
We try it. We really are trying.
Trying not to be an asshole. Not going down to that place. We'll send you, dog. Not going down to that place with Kevin Samuels, bro.
He will not drag me down with him. He will not drag me down with him. Mm-mm. But if someone allows their therapist to speak to them that way, can it be expected that they'll gravitate towards the same thing in their partner?
I'll say kind of no. Because people go, all right, they'll go seek a therapist to get away from what they're going through with their partner, if that's what they're seeking it for.
No. But this, can we agree this is a different type of therapist?
Very true. It's a different type of therapy.
My man was screaming at him, cussing at him, like.
Sound like you.
My thought of therapy is like on the couch, chilling.
And we just talking.
Do you want some calm. Tea? I would love some tea.
You got some aromatherapies going exactly. in the back. Exactly.
So, I mean, that's like you, I feel like you got to seek somebody like that.
Yeah. Because you obviously know what kind of person. Or how he can be.
That's true.
Because he's famous.
Like, that's true.
A lot of people know about him.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
Shit, you know what you're going into. Or what it could be.
Mm-hmm. Shit, I mean, they also, I mean, you're right. It could be the complete opposite of.
That but shit, be, I feel
that
like.
That could force them away
that from could, the situation. That could just be how they operate in life, too. You know?
Yeah.
Some people, like, I was watching something, and they were talking about the relationship between them and their mother, and the relationship between them and their mother was always
very clash, yeah,
going at it, you right. know, even until days before she went on to the next life, it was still that, but they would just became, right. I guess, accepting of what it was, because if that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be.
You just go at it.
Yeah, that's yeah. what it's going to be, and for some people, it just works like that, so, mm-hmm. shit.
But that doesn't mean that that's always the healthiest thing.
Nah, hell no.
Just because you're willing to put up with it.
Just because that's how you, yeah, nah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, shit, there's a lot of people in relationships where they're going to go back to what they are used to, but what they used to might be getting their ass whooped and getting cussed at and getting shit.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
There you go.
You ever heard of Stockholm Syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
If you motherfuckers don't know Stockholm Syndrome, I don't want to get into that because that's a whole nother tangent.
Right.
But y'all go do some research. Stockholm Syndrome.
Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah, that's what some people, I guess, like, could seek after so long of it being what their life is. That's all they know. And that's all it'd be.
Facts.
You know, unless they choose to make some shape.
Yeah, and it all comes down to a choice of, I mean, I don't want to deal with that no more.
Right? Yeah.
I feel like we talked about something like that along those lines, but not in that context.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, how black men protect themselves.
Mm.
When I said, when we were talking about, we going to hurt others before they hurt us. Mm-hmm. We going to go get them before we get us, mm-hmm. because it's just like, shit. I'm not trying to feel hurt again.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to
I'ma just
be vulnerable.
Keep doing this. Mm-hmm. And shut that down.
Exactly. Because I'm at least I know how to do this.
Yep, and I'll be all right.
So but then let's talk about the next scandal. you know his name?
That leads us into this question too.
Exactly. So here.
Derrick Jackson.
Do you have the story enough?
Derrick Jackson.
Go off the top?
Pretty much, he's another famous relationship counselor.
Mm-hmm. Go figures.
He got caught. Came out that he was caught. He got caught cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Then he made a video, him and his wife, talking about.
Like, I never watched the video.
Bro, I watched like a snip of it. Which is ridiculous because this nigga, bro.
The man, I did see the video, I saw the post of it, and the fucking caption is, "Did I cheat?" Did he say, "Did I cheat?" It was a question. And it was a question that everybody knew the fucking answer to, so.
Especially this nigga.
Right. I'm like, I don't know. Did you tell
did
me?
Did I
like,
cheat in my marriage? Question mark. Hashtag the truth.
So, not only is he going, like, literally, he's a hypocrite. Not only is he a hypocrite, he's now trying to get eyes on it. And
oh, he also was talking about how he's such like a godly man. He changed and everything, but he's still
doing. He said all that. And then the girl was talking about she was pregnant by him, or was possibly, what, December or some shit like that. Then come to find out.
This nigga is a fucking cornball.
Yeah, so he's with his wife, and come to find out, he'd been kicking her with her. He was kicking her with her, what did he say, the 18th, a week ago. And all this shit's coming out, and it's just like, so, first question.
Then this nigga went on to make a reaction video
of his own video.
Of his own experience.
That's what got me, bro.
And he was still talking about his wife, and he was talking in third person. Like, that's crazy. I didn't like how he did this, and you know, she
really?
She could justify, like, I see how she said that and how he could say this.
Oh, my man is sick.
Yeah. Sick. Like, but what are you talking about?
He's sick in the head.
You're talking about yourself. Like,
that's what got me. I'm like, bro, you were there.
Here's a little snippet. Here's a little snippet.
You heard them say. Now, upon first impression, nothing really stuck out to me about him, but more so about the wife. Like, I heard her say that she stands with her husband. She's proud to love him. I heard her say that, you know, this is some time ago. They've already processed this, overcame this, dealt with this a long time ago, and nothing's really new to her. But just by her body language, I was really wondering, like, did he force her to do this video? Like, she looks super uncomfortable, like she doesn't want to be there. But then I watched their live chat that they did right afterwards, and, you know, I kind of caught that this is just a...
Fuck, how you watched the live chat and you was in the live chat? Tell me that. How did you watch the live and you were in the live? And it was live. You were there.
That they did after, though. Like, they did it after.
Was it supposed to be funny? Was that video supposed to be funny? Like,
he is dead serious, bro.
I think he really just might like have multiple personalities or something. Because even the girl has said in the
Barry, like Barry from Split,
probably. Because in the recording, she said he talks about God, all this other stuff. Or she asked her, does he talk about God when he's with you? Da da da. She's like, no, he don't talk about none of that. He talk about money. Houses, getting shoes, cars, like. So it's real.
I'm not justifying. I feel like it's. I'm not justifying shit about what this man is doing, but you can't hold somebody to being in one avenue for as long as. Like, you can know them, you know.
What do you mean?
In the aspect of like. Well, fuck.
She was with him last week.
Shit, that's her nigga, huh?
He ain't changed.
That's her side, huh?
Yeah, he's the same dude.
Yeah, I can't expect. She can.
Yeah.
Shit.
But, can a relationship counselor take their own advice?
Obviously, fucking not. Well, what?
I mean,
how is that getting Kevin Samuel living? Anybody know?
No, I was gonna ask that earlier. Is he married? Is like, what's the deal with him?
You know, if Kevin Samuels is married,
mm-hmm.
You know who Kevin Samuels is? It was a dude going off on these women on the Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it was like a group, like relationship counseling or something like that.
I'm gonna show you this real quick.
Like, he's going off on people?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he was going off.
How much do you weigh? You can hit the A-gap like a motherfucker.
Yeah, all right.
So don't come in here and talk about what men should not be able to do when they got to accept somebody who can run out the power eye.
Nigga, what you look like?
Okay.
I'm in.
That was so hateful.
Right. This is him.
That's not even, like, constructive. That's not...
That's just being hateful.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga.
He, like, he was literally like that. He reacted how somebody would react
when nobody has gotten him back. Like,
gotta do better, guys. You want better. You better do better. Ain't nobody gonna give it to you. They like you safe. They like you afraid.
Like,
what you bringing?
That's what I'm saying. Like, who? Like, I feel like he responded to her, or was responding. Like, he got his feelings.
So
hurt.
She was a young woman, right?
Seemingly.
So, is there a more mature woman that's like back at him? Like,
no.
What?
They all just sat there. I think there's what, 4 or 5 women on there, and none of them said nothing. They're all muted.
See, that's
laughing.
Why I can't get on shit like that. Because I would be like, boom.
Right. Exactly. You're not about to talk to me crazy.
I ain't letting nobody talk to me like that. How are you helping her? That's a sister. That's a black woman that you just tore down.
Yep.
Upon her weight and her looks, it depends if she like it, if other people like it, it's good. Nigga, let's get to you.
Right.
What you bring in?
You don't like big girls.
That shit was crazy.
The thing about it too, that the heavier girls, they running it, niggas like it, whatever. Like, what's the problem?
Exactly.
You like what you like, you don't what you don't.
And then she even said, she's like, I've been messing with chubby dudes, and he was like, no. Like,
some niggas that aren't chubby, like, like big girl, I mean, it just depends. It's what you like.
Yeah. He's a image guru or image consultant.
Really?
And
he
dating
did wonders
guru.
For her image.
Yeah, his image is terrible right now.
See?
He just got an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's hitting those young girls. No other older women are hitting him because we would be like tearing his ass up.
Mm-hmm.
He don't care what the age is. He be going off on everybody. He's like some other one.
I'm not the one.
But yeah, Samuels is 49. His wife is 20 years younger than him, 29 years old, and an Instagram model. Now that changed the perspective a little bit. Seeing as he's talking to younger women this way.
Yep. He wants them to fit the image of what his wife is.
Exactly.
An Instagram model. Everybody that he ain't an Instagram model.
And
everybody don't want an Instagram model.
As far as I'm concerned, Instagram models don't really got
to
do a whole lot. Especially when their spouse is making bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's easy to be, like he said, submissive when you ain't making none.
You ain't making no other choices.
Yeah.
All the choices are made for you.
Exactly.
Everything is being done for you.
And we just got a beautiful nugget, submission in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to go both ways.
I'm not rich.
Oh my gosh,
we're
recording,
bro.
You keep
like,
fucking
what
it
the
up.
Fuck? What? Sit your ass down. You got a lot to say today, huh?
No, y'all ain't talking about zodiac signs.
We aren't. No, we were talking about. Show Zoe the video too. Fuck it.
Oh my gosh, I should show you. I feel like this person liked it. Or like, no, they made like a quote tweet and they're like, there's something wrong with this guy. But he was just like going off on.
Pastors and counselors and therapists are going off right now.
Bro.
On Instagram.
Oh, that's battle rap. Not a rap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You ain't seen shit yet. I watched that shit.
Oh my god, bro. Bro, this nigga, bro, get out of here, bro. And that shit ain't even good. Like,
it's like a whole.
Like, nobody's. Everybody is
the
like,
only
this
thing,
nigga's serious.
The only thing you rhymed was bitch.
Yeah,
body
like,
bitch.
Didn't even.
Body
I'm like,
bitch.
This is
that's
a rap
it.
Thing. What? Yeah, I wouldn't have caught
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Battle rap.
She probably could have decked Lil Homie, too. He was lightweight. She could have bodied
they
him.
They
make
no rules, bro. They say everything. Nothing's off limits. I'm like, bro, come on,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, okay. These hands ain't off limits either. Dude.
They're not. They're not.
But.
Them fours.
Shit, even going back to Derrick Jackson,
uh-huh.
who cheated on his wife, you know, all of that, and he's a relationship counselor. it brings us to question, are they qualified to counsel their own relationship? Like, homeboy Jackson went and did the whole reaction video, tried to repair it, or it didn't even seem like he was trying to repair it. It seemed like he kind of just made it a episode.
I would say qualified in the sense, well, yes, they're qualified. Do they?
By law,
yes. Do they do the right thing with the information that they tell people? Hell no.
Or are you, yes, exactly. Yeah, for real. If they not, I mean, it's hard to trust, just like on the football field, basketball court, whatever. It's hard to trust a coach that can't do what they tell you to do.
If my coach told me he ain't never played no nothing before, you can't tell me nothing.
Why are you here? Give me your whistle. Leave.
Yeah. You said you never done what?
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like it's the same thing. Like, yeah, you could say you qualify, you may be here, but, I don't know, that's just a fucked up situation for his wife.
Yeah.
Shit, even the girl that Kevin Samuels went off on, like...
For sure. And whoever else it affected, because it affected that girl that...
Right.
That he wasn't even talking to. Whoever else was listening was probably...
And I don't think they understand the weight that their words carry.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're a celebrity, and on top of that, you're a counselor, you're an image consultant, you're a dating guru, they say.
Supposedly. According to Instagram.
Right, so...
So I say, fuck Instagram.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. But, so, I mean, where is that where the clash begins, really? Between those two things becoming, I think there's a clash between being a celebrity and being so public, and then being having a profession that's built on privacy.
Oh, I can see. Yeah, I can see.
Right? Like, there's client, counselor, whatever. What is it called? Like, how client, doctor, confidentiality.
Mm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's shit like that. There's shit, even for someone to sit down and talk to someone about their relationship, their past relationships, it's a lot. So, I mean, how do you feel about that? What with that? Those two things mixing.
I feel like it can't. Because celebrities, people that are famous that a lot of people know about.
And wouldn't...
These celebrity therapists are making people's business public. That's supposed to be private. I don't mix, but that don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Can it work? Somebody could figure it out.
Absolutely. But... There's a fine line between...
Oil. It's like oil and water.
I was thinking the exact same shit, but there's a fine line between, like, okay, I gotta keep my, you know, my, what everybody sees me as, and stay relevant.
Yep.
All at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping everybody's business quiet. I can't let too much shit out, you know, so, now, props and ops. Let's start with the ops. I think you guys already know who they are.
It's two of them.
There's two of them. Derrick Jackson.
Kevin Samuels, punk asses.
Kevin Samuels, punk asses, so, yeah, I mean, we explained enough about them.
Y'all niggas know why they pop. I mean, why they the ops.
Exactly. There's no further explanation at all.
Nothing else to talk about.
And then the props for this week. I'm the prop. Fuck it.
You're the prop.
My birthday in 2 days.
Hell yeah, 2 times.
You feel me? I'm the prop.
3 times.
There you go. Yes.
Discussion.
damn, those you spazzed out. What the fuck going on?